We'll see the last Gemara again. The Gemara said on Samach Vav Amud Beis, we had a memra of Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Ein bitul reshus michotze lechotze." There's no such thing as being mevatel reshus from one chotze to another. Chachomer misaken bitul reshus a place that's ikat hashmishtoi. Ikat hashmishtoi is your own chotze. To a different chotze, for that you were not mevatel reshus. Likewise, not mevatel reshus from one home to another home if it's a churv in between. Rabbi Yochanan is a bar plukta of Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says no. There is bitul reshus michotze lechotze, and there is bitul reshus in the churva. Abaya and Rava argue in the etzem memra of Shmuel. Abaya says that which Shmuel said ein bitul reshus michotze lechotze is only two chatzeres and Pesach b'nehem, because those are not necessarily need to be joined together. The chutz on the right can go exit to the right to the morning, the one on the left to the left. There happens to be a Pesach b'nein. You don't have to make a bittul between them. You forgot. You want to make an Erev, make an Erev. But if you forgot, there's no bittul. However, if it's two chatzeres, ech lifnimi zeh, meaning zu lifnimi zu, so then, since they asa one another, because the ma'aseh is dris regel from the chutz to the pnimi, from the pnimi to the chitzen, so mele dem avatlin zeh lezeh. That's Abaye says, I don't draw any distinction between chutzah achod, there's a din of bittul. On that, Rava says no. Even in lifnim mizeh, even shtei chatzeres zeh lifnim mizeh, it's dependent on only one specific case with a din of bittul. Zok the Gemara Rava Omar, which is five lines before it gets wide again. On Samach Vav Amud Beis, Rava Omar, afilu shtei chatzeres zeh lifnim mizu. Even if you have two chatzeres, one in front of another, sometimes they're mevatel and sometimes they're not mevatel. For instance, ketzad, nosne ruven b'chitzoino, if the air was placed in the outer chotzer, the one that the pnimi has to walk through, v'shochach echad bein min apnimis bein min echitzoino, and it doesn't make a difference who forgot. It could be the person where the pass, where the box of matzah is located, the chitzoino. It could be the pnimius one, v'lo irev shtein asuris. They're both osa. Why are they both osa? The reason is, because let's say the pnimius is the one that forgot. So if two cases, either the pnimius forgot or the chitzoina forgot. If let's say the pnimius forgot, the pass is located in the chitzoina. If the pnimius forgot, he can't just be mevatel to other people in the pnimius. Why? Because the area of the pass is not in his chotzer. So what does it help to mevatel to the people in my own chotzer? I have to mevatel to the place where the area is. And elam, I'm going to mevatel to the chitzoina. If I forgot, that's not going to help, because ein bitul michotze lechotze. That's in the case where the pnimius forgot. In the case where the chitzoni forgot, that's not going to help either. Why? Because if the chitzoni is mevatel to itself, it's not going to help. Why? Because the pnimius who has a drisus regel is going to ask it to him. What does it make a difference if he's mevatel just to the people in the chitzoni where the pass is located? The ma'aseh pnimius have a drisus regel. Ela might be mevatel to the pnimius. That doesn't help. Ein bitul michotze lechotze. So that's the first case where we say bittul does not help by a chitzonia and a pnimius. If the pass is located in the chitzonia, and it doesn't make a difference if the pnimius forgot or the chitzonia forgot.
Everybody agrees to this or nobody agrees?
That's what Rav is saying. Abaye says no. Abaye argues and he says that bittul works from pnimius and chitzonia based chitzonia zul pnimizu. He doesn't draw any distinction. The point of content is going to be pnimius and chitzonia, only one specific case bittul works according to Rav says planish mul is. So Rav says the first case again, Stein Asuras. Second case, no stein ruben bepnimius. If let's say the air was placed in the inside one, not in the outside one, v'shochach echmane pnimius v'leirev, and Mr. Pnimius forgot, still stein Asuras. Why are stein Asuras? The reason is because if the pnimius is mevata to himself, and that's where the pass is located, lemaisa the chitzoina asers, because the chitzoina has a shaykhus to the Erev.
Even if the Erev is in between.
The Erev is in the pnimius. And the pnimius is the one that has shochach. So even if mevata to the people in the pnimius, at the end of the day, the chitzoina has a shaykhus to the pnimius. He can't just close up shop from him. He can't tell him, don't enter. What do you mean, don't enter? You're the one who messed up. You're the one who forgot. So that's why in this case, the chitzoina is still going to stare. And that's why being mevata to the people in the pnimius is not going to do the job. And to mevata the chitzoina, ein bitul michotze lechotze. Third case, shochach echa mene chitzoina. If let's say the chitzoina forgot, and the Erev is located in the pnimius, so pnimius muteres, the chitzoina asura. This is the case where bittul would work, Rava says, according to Shmuel. Over here, the pnimius is takamuta, and the chitzoina is osa. And the reason being is because over here, the Gemara is going to explain, we'll see in a second, the primis kentad chitzoina, I want you to remove yourself from this error over here. Since you're the one who messed up, you're part of the error, but if you messed up, you forgot, I'm closing my door and there's no backing into my... You don't need to come here. Primus needs to go to the Chitzoyna. Chitzoyna doesn't need to come to the Primus. So the Primus can close up the door and tell him, I want you to remove yourself from this whole partnership. You're out. And Memele be Mavata, you're a shush to us. And over here, Bitter would help. And the Gemara is going to explain these three cases like we just said. Noste, the second line, second white line, Samachavav Amabez. Noste, Ruin Bechitzoyna, Veshoch, Echmene, Bemele, Primus, Bemele, Chitzoyna. If the Eiv is placed in the Chitzoyna. And it doesn't make a difference who forgot. Velo Irev, Shtein Asuris. Why? The Gemara explains. Hi, by primis, leman mevatel. Who should the primis be mevatel to? Levatel b'nei primis, leisela oveyu gabayu. It's like, I can help you to mevatel the b'nei primis. The Erev is in the chitzoyna. Levatel the b'nei chitzoyna, ein bit reshuz mechotze lechotze. Hi, by chitzoyna, elam, are you going to tell me that the chitzoyna is the one that forgot? So again, leman mevatel. Levatel the b'nei chitzoyna, this is the primis to oschalei. There's a Jesus regal. The primis walk through. Levatel b'nei primis, mevatel the primis, ein bit reshuz mechotze lechotze. Third case, Noste Ruven, or the second case really, Noste Ruven Beprimius, if the Erev is placed in the inside one, Veshochach Echom in Aprimius, and one of the inside guys forgot, Velo Yirev, Shtein Asuras. Why? Hi Beprimius Lamar Mevatu, who should he Mevatu to? Levatu Lebnei Primius, Ike Chitzoyne De Osro. The Chitzoyne at the end of the day is part of the Erev, so he has Drisus Regal even going inside, so he can just tell him, I'm closing up shop. It's not going to help me Mevatu just to Bnei Primius, the Chitzoyne Asa.
They don't walk to the inside.
They don't walk to the inside, but they're part of the Erev. That's the whole purpose of the Erev. What's the Erev? Erev means we're one happy family. So the Chitzoyin has a shakas to the inside. He can't just say, I'm closing up shop, because I messed up. Primius messed up. Can't lock him out, because what's the whole purpose of the Erev? I'm being my Erev, Chitzoyin and Primius. Chitzoyin and Primius means we want to walk together. We want to share our items. That's for the next Gemara. The next case you can lock out, because then the Chitzoyin messed up. Then I can tell you, Litkunish Shadayatech, remove yourself from the whole partnership. Because you messed up. So we're reneging. I'm backing out. You remove yourself. But here I can't say that if the primis messed up. Zog the Gemara, lema vatale, levatale b'nei primis, ik chitzoyne d'aschale, levatale b'nei chitzoyne, ein bit reshus, michotze lechotze. However, the final case, am chzayin omen alef, shokach echem ni chitzoyne, if one of the people on the outside forgot, and the Erev is located in the inside, v'lo irev, Vadai primis muteres, the primis can carry amongst each other. Nobody in the primis forgot. The primis can close up shop and say there's no booking into our chotza. Because you're a part of the Erev as long as you don't mess up. You guys forgot now, so we don't want you part of it. Just be mesalik yourself from here. And here you have to force yourself to mevatel. You're a shus to us, be mesalik yourself from us, so Mamela, we can have our own private Erev in the premiers. And this is the case where Rava says, Shmuel says, that there is a bit of shus by Chotze L'Chotze, only if it's considered a case of Shtei Chatzer HaZul L'Fnim Izu. Abai doesn't draw a distinction. Abai says that that's only by Shtei Chatzer HaZul L'Fnim Izu, but Beis Chatzer HaZul L'Fnim Izu, Oisrin Mevatlin. Rova says, no, all cases I just drew up, there's no bittel. There's one case where I can force you to remove yourself, be mesalik yourself. Zog the Gemara, v'chitzoyin asura. On that Gemara is a kasha, omel ravuna b'rei avishu l'rova, v'chishokach ech min ha-primis. Why not in the other case? If the primis is the one that forgot, v'lo irev, amai shtein asuras, why they both also, levatel bar primis, l'bnei primis, let the primis be mevatel to themselves, v'teisi chitzoyin v'tishre badayu. And let the Chitzoyna be automatically part of the Erev because you're Mevatel to the Primius. What's stopping you? They didn't mess up. The Primius messed up. So let Bittel work over here. Zog the Gemara, that's only if you can say you can Mevatel to part of the people. You have to Mevatel to all the people. And we hold, you can't Mevatel Michotze Lechotze. That's only Kaman Kebeloze, Reliezer Doma, Ein Tzoch Levatel Reshut Lecholechot Ve'echot. V'chikamin El Rabbonon, Dami Tzoch Levatel Lecholechot Ve'echot. So it's not going to help to the Primius that forgot to Mevatel just to the Bnei Primius. You can't just be Mevatel to Bnei Primius and the Chitzoyna be part of it. So Memela, this case will not do it, and the Primius can't be Mevatel to the Primius, and the Chitzoyna can be Ishtaya Ba'adayu. This is what we got up to. Zog the Gemara. Rav Chizda v'Rav Sheshes ki pagi b'hadi adodi. Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes, when they met one another, Rav Chizda meraton sif v'sevei. Rav Chizda was trembling, his lips were trembling from Rav Sheshesen. And likewise, Mimas Nais to the Rav Sheshes. Why? Because of the Bekiyas, the Mishnayas, the Sinai that Rav Sheshes represented. The Rav Sheshes Merat the Kule Gufei. And when Rav Sheshes met Rav Chizda, his whole body trembled. Hoketzitot, Mipil Pule the Rav Chizda, from the Oika Horim shaft of Rav Chizda. The Sinai and the Oika Horim, similarly, Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes. So they were scared, they were trembling from one another, his lips, his whole body. What was the question that they asked one another, that they posed, that they trembled? Boy, mine Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes. Rav Chizda asked Rav Sheshes, who was, he was scared of his Masnaisa, his Braises that he knew in his Mishnayas, the following question. Shnei Batim, if you have two homes, Mishnei Tzidi Reshus Rabim. Now, Reshus Rabim between two homes obviously cannot be Ma'arav. You cannot make an Erev Chatzeres across Reshus Rabim. You have a home on one side of Reshus Rabim, a home on the other side of Ocean Parkway. There's no such thing as making an error between the two homes. Obviously, it's Rishus Rabim. But what happened during Shabbos? Ubo nochim ve'kifum, and Goyim came and closed off the Rishus Rabim. They made mechitzas on Avenue O, and made mechitzas on Avenue P. So right now, Ocean Parkway between O and P is mechitzas on the sides of this closed, of the streets are closed. So the homes between O and P from across Ocean Parkway is not anymore Rishus Rabim between them. It's totally closed off. The homes are closed off and the two sides are closed off. But this took place on Shabbos. And we know we had a Gemara earlier, Mechitza Nase B'Shabbos, Gemara Daf Chof, Mechitza Nase B'Shabbos, Be'im Shogim Be'im B'Mezit, Shema Mechitza. So for sure when Goyim did it, it's a Shem Mechitza. So it turned into Rishus HaYochit. So the question now is, Mahu, what's the din? Meaning, now that they made it into Rishus HaYochid, could they now be the Lamaisa? They never made an Erev. It was never possible to make an Erev before Shabbos because it was a regular Rishus Rabim between them, Ocean Parkway in between them. A regular thoroughfare of Rishus Rabim. The question now is, could you be Mevatel Rishus one to another? We're right now in a private domain on Shabbos. Mechitza Nazim Shabbos Mo Mechitza. Could the people on the right side of the street that was closed off now be Mevatel their Rishus to the, across the street and be Mevatel on Shabbos? We'll see the Gemara's Tutsdodim. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara explains why. When do we say Bittel works? When Erev works. We had the Gemara before that when Erev works, and they did make an Erev, I forgot to, then I can be Mevatel. But here maybe Erev never worked, so maybe there's no Din Bittel.
You can't do Erev and you can't do...
They didn't make a Bittel. The guy can't make Erev. The guy can't make Bittel. You have to be Seich Rishusai. So now the guy shows up on Shabbos. The Gemara's going to bring this. The guy shows up on Shabbos. You're Seich from him. Now you are Mevatel. They made an Erev. Just their Erev was in this battle when the guy showed up. So now they can be Mevatel. But they were able to make an Erev before the guy showed up. There was an Erev before the guy showed up. Being Mevatel is Mitli Toli and having an Erev. Mitoch Shema Arvin. Oisrin, so then Mevatlin, we had in the Gemara. But maybe over here, there was never a possibility to make an Erev. Maybe you can't be Mevatl. That's Gemara's Tutsdodim. Zok the Gemara, Mahu. What's the din? Ali b'demanda Omar, ein bitter reshus michotze lechotze. We had a machlekes, Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. Shmuel held that ein bitter reshus michotze lechotze, and Reb Yochanan held that you could be Mevatl michotze lechotze. Now, Shmuel held, you can't be mevatel michotze lechotze. That's talking about where you have an opening between two chatzeres. The reason why you can't be mevatel michotze lechotze, because each chotze be'etzem has access to the movui, to the Rishus Rabim, on their own entrance, to the right and to the left. They don't have to go through each other. We're not talking about shtei chatzeres zulufni mizu. So, ein bitl Rishus michotze lechotze by two chatzeres, over there Shmuel holds, ein mevatlin, so loy tibayeloch. Why? There's not even a suffix over here that of course you can't be mevatel because it's the kal v'chomer. Hashto di boi la ruvim me'etmol motzi me'arve. Madach in the case where you have two chatzeres that are smucha zilazu. If they theoretically want to make an erev amongst one another, they could. There's a pesach between them. They could make an erev. Just lemaisa, at the end of the day, they don't asa one another. If they opt not to make an erev, they don't asa. Each one can take their own exit to the shusram, to the mavui. But if they want to, di boi la ruvim me'etmol motzi me'arve. If they want to make an erev, if they want to do, they could have. And yet, amrech ein bitl reshus michotze lechotze. That means even though they wanted to make an erev, they could have. But yet we say they can't be mevatel one to another. Why can't they be mevatel? Because they don't really ask one another. You only can be mevatel when you ask one another. They don't ask one another. Why don't they ask one another? Because be'etzem each one has their own exit to the mavui. You ask one another when it's zelefnim is there, but you don't ask one another when each one has their own exit. They don't ask one another. They can decide to be separate. So emela there's no din bittel madach in a place where if they wanted to be ma'ar me'etmol they could have, but still ain't bittel l'shus b'chotze l'chotze. Why is it no bittel? Because they don't ask one another. So hacha over here where erev Shabbos where there was a reshus ram between them. The boy la'arva me'etmol le'motzi ma'arva. Even if they opted to, even if they wanted to make an erev, they weren't able to make an erev because there was a reshus ram between them. So like kol shekein over here, for sure you can't be mavat reshus one to another. Madach in a place where you were able to make an erev and yet they can't be mavat one to another because they don't ask one another. Over here we're not able to make an erev, so for sure you can't be mavat one to another. Meaning, madach over there, where there's only one chisaron, the fact that what, that they're not oisrin zalze, they don't ask one another. Legabi chisaron of erev, there's no chisaron, they could make an erev, and yet they can't be mevatel, because they don't ask each other. Over here, there's two chisaronis. Number one, they don't ask one another, because the Rishus Ram is what's answering them. And number two, they can't even make an erev amongst each other, even if they want to do, because the Rishus Ram is mafsik b'neim. So for sure, you should not be able to be mevatel. Meaning, according to Shmuel, Bittul Shus is only negeya when they ask one another and they're able to be ma'ar of one another. Mashenken over here, for sure it won't be Shaykh Sugyo Bittul. Because even in the case where you only have one chisaron, Shmuel says not enough to be mevatel. Zog Drashi, Yalibe demand oma ein Bittul Shus mechotze lechotze. The reason is, Vukim na time ishum dein oisrin. They don't ask one another. Vein mevatlin. Even if the chisaron of Erev they don't have over there, because they could be ma'arv, I'm a tar to be inon. Oisrin umarvin. You need a koponim that the chisaron of that they ask one another, and by ein oisrin, then they are not able to umarvin. So and you have to be able to umarv. So loy tibayelch the kolshkin the hocha loy hava loy ha. Here you have neither. The loy hava oisrin says that they don't ask one another etmol. The loy teraserev hoiselikan. So when did the question start? Zok the gemara kiti bayelch. According to Rabbi Yochanan, argues on Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yochanan, kite baylach libdre aman de omar. That what says that holds yesh bittul shus michotzer lechotzer. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can be mevatel one chotzer to another chotzer to the one that's next to it, even though they don't ask one another, even though each one has their own exit going out to the shus rabbim. You don't need oisin zelzeh to be mevatel. So the question is, still is a question. Hossam, when did he say bittul helps? Because at the end of the day, if they wanted to make an erev, they could have made an erev. They opted not to, but they could have made an erev. So meila bitulin nami matzim mevatel. The fact that you can make an erev, you can be mevatel. Aval hocha. But over here, where at the onset of Shabbos, you weren't able to make an erev. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't make an erev. So bitulin nami loy matzim mevatel. So you can't make a bittul either because you couldn't make an erev. Or maybe there's no difference. Meaning just like, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can mevatel michotzer lechotzer, even though ain't oisin zel zeh. So over here also, you can be mevatel from one bias to another, because the bittul is not totally in the fact of oisin zel zel zeh, and the bittul is not totally in the fact if you can make an erev or not. You should be able to be mevatel, even though it's different than the case of Rabbi Yochanan. So drashi kiti boy lo chali b'demand oma yesh bittul va'avagav dein oisrin, even though they don't ask one another, still you're able to make a bittul shus according to Rabbi Yochanan. So my the question is, mi amrinon hosumudi boy lagu v'avem arve. At least you're able to make an erev if you wanted to. Va'avagav de taiti leiko. So even though you don't have both nekudas, you don't have the nekuda that oisrin, and you don't have the nekuda of oisrin plus being able to make an erev, but rather chadim yeiko. At least you have the nekuda that you can make an erev. Aval hocha dafilu chad leiko loy. Over here, you don't have the option to make an erev before Shabbos because there was a reshus ram between them. Oidoma mida holoi kopit. Since you're not makpin on the fact that the oisrin zels there, aho namely kopit. You don't care about the fact that they're not able to make an erev. On that, the Gemara says omalei ein mevatlin, meaning the two homes across from the Shus Rabbim that were closed off by Nochem and Shabbos cannot be mevatel zelazeh. Since they were not able to make an error before Shabbos, it's not like the case of Rabbi Yochanan where at least you were able to be ma'arev, even though it wasn't oisin zelazeh. You require that, but it was able to make an error. Here you don't even have that. You weren't even able to make an error, so the din is a mevatlin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meis nochi b'Shabbes mahu. A new question. We had the Gemara before that if a goy shows up on Shabbos mevatel the erev that the yidden made, and now that it's batel, the yidden have to be mevatel one to another in order to be able to carry because it was batel once the goy showed up. What if the goy was here the whole Shabbos and he didn't want to be oyg seichem koymoy, so he stopped him from making an erev, but then he died on Shabbos. So now that he died on Shabbos, could they now, they don't have an erev, could they now be mevatel to one another? It's just like they're mevatel to one another before. In the case where the guy showed up, could they be mevatel to one another now?
Aliba demand omar soichin. According to the mandoma that says that if a guy shows up, meaning if a guy shows up on Shabbos, you're allowed to be soichin from him, and then you're mevatel, the gemara we had on Samach Vav. So loy tebayloch. Why? That's not a question. Hashte tati avdinon. Madach, you can do two things. You're number one, you're soichin from a guy that shows up on Shabbos, and number two, after you're soichin, when he showed up on Shabbos, the air was bottle, you mevatel what at least all of them to one person. So you can do two things on Shabbos. So Chadami Boya, so your question now is if you only have to do one, maybe for sure it works. If you only have to do one thing, meaning only to be mevatel one to another, when the guy died, so for sure it should work. If you can do two, you can do schiris and bittel. So the question is one. Elakiti Bailach, Alibi Demandoma ain't soichin. The man over that says you cannot be seicha from the guy that shows up on Shabbos. So tatut le'avdinon. You can't do sechiras because the sechiras would also require bittul shos. So tatut le'avdinon. Hochad avdinon. But here we don't need to be seicha. The guy died, so maybe bittul alone would work. We don't differentiate. And we say that even one you cannot do, you can't even be mevatel reshus, even though before we said if he shows on Shabbos you can't be soich, and likewise you can't be mevatel, even just being mevatel you can't either do. Omalei, so he told him, ani oy mevatlin, I hold that you could be mevatel, meaning because over here the etzem, the guy was around, so you could have been soich mekoymoy. If you could have been soich mekoymoy, so that's what we say you're mevatlin. Mashenka, when the guy showed up and he wasn't there, you couldn't have been soich mekoymoy, he wasn't around. So over here you say mevatlin, v'hamnuna omar ein mevatlin, because since at the end of the day you cannot be soicha mekoyim until he's maskim to be soicha, so there's no bittel only b'makom erev, like we said before. And since over here there was no erev because the guy hindered, so mele there's no bittel either. Bittel was only established when there was an erev, and since there was no erev yesterday because the guy wasn't soicha, he was on his deathbed. So now you can't just wake up and make a bittel. Bittel was only established b'makom erev, and there's no erev, so there's no bittel. Zog de gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Nochri, if you have a guy that's in a chotzer and he hinders the other people from making erev, sheyesh loy pesach arbo al arbo pasuach lebika, he has an opening that's open to a bika, so he doesn't have to go through the mavui. He has his own private entrance to go to the bika, the big open field. So he doesn't really need the opening that the yidn used to the mavui. So he's like removed from this mavui. So I feel machnitz moitzig gmalim v'konis kol ayoyim kuloi derech mavui. Even though he brings his camels and his wagon through the opening to the mavui that the yidn use, ein oisa b'nei mavui. He doesn't ask on the b'nei mavui. Why does he not ask? The reason is my timer bepischa demiyachle b'ahu nichle. Every person likes his own private entrance. He has his own private entrance that goes to the bika. Zok the Ritva, it's like a siluk from this b'nei mavui. He's mesalik himself since he has his own private entrance, even though he uses the entrance of the mavui. It's a be'etzim dika siluk, and the mela, he doesn't aser on them. Zok the Gemara. And now, Rashi says, b'ahu nichle, you know why it's more nichle? The ika avira tvei me mavui. A mavui is much more crampier and crowded. All the people are using it. Mashenkin's private entrance to the bika is much more airy. So I'd rather be mishtamish a place with avira tvei from the mavui. And that's why he's mesalik himself. Another question. Ibailu pasuach lekarfif. He's not open to a bika. A karfif is much smaller than a bika. A karfif is like a covered area, like a garage. A karfif. If it's open to a karfif, a private entrance to a karfif, is he also mesalik himself? Mao, what's the din over there? Omer Rav Nachman bar Ami Mishmei de Ulpana. What's Ulpana? Zok Rashi, Sheshomei Mirabe, Virabe, Mirabe, a Kabbalah that he heard from his Rebbeim. Zok Gemara, Samach Zayin, Omed Beis, Afilu Pasuach Lekarfif. Zok Rashi, what's Zok the top Rashi? even if it's open to a karfif, nichale beitvei. I'd rather be to a private karfif, even though it's not as eerie as a bikkur. The ika avira tvei mi mavui, it's still more eerie than the mavui. The ein ois al b'nei mavui, so the goy doesn't hinder the b'nei mavui to make their own eriv. The goy rather have his privacy, even if it's not as eerie as the bikkur, it's still more eerie than the mavui.
Zog the gemara, rabbi v'rabbi yosef damita v'ayu, nochi beis osayim oisa.
If the nochi has a pesach to a karfif, that's beis osayim. Beis osayim is 5,000 square amas, 50 by 100. So then what? Then a taka asas. Meaning, if he has a pesach to a karfif, that's beis osayim, and another pesach to the mavui, so then he asers on the b'nei mavui. Why? Because the avir of the karfif, only 50 by 100, only beis osayim, is not eerie enough for me to be mesalik myself from here. But if it's more than that, yosef beis osayim, then ain't a oyser. Then I attack and remove myself, like the mitzvah says. I'm mesalik myself when it's an open area. Yosef beis osayim. So then I'm nichale and I then don't asa. However, by Yisrael it's punk fakert. The Yisrael zok the gemara beis osayim ain't a oyser. A Yisrael that has a pesach to a karfif. And another pesach to the mavui, and he forgot to be part of the erev. So if the karfif is a base of sayim, so which is going for a tashmish, so then he taka doesn't aser. Then I can use it. Then I don't aser the b'nei mavui. I by enochi we said fakert the svara. We said the smaller it is, then he doesn't use it. By Yisrael fakert. By Yisrael that he doesn't have major loading and unloading taking place on Shabbos. He doesn't have that. So mele, it's enough for me to have even less. Even if it's a base of sayim, that's more than the mavui. I'd rather remove myself from here, and I don't have to be mevatel, even if I forgot to be part of the erev. But yoisim base of sayim, so then it's asas. Why should yoisim asa? Because yoisim base sayim is a karmelis, and a karmelis that's on the hook of ledira, it's not allowed to be mishtamash on Shabbos. So men it's lo nichalei, so then I ask on the b'nei mavui. So by yisol it's pum fakert. By a goy, base of sayim, I asa, because it's not nichal to give up my hishtamash in the mavui. But yoisim base sayim, it's a big avir, not as big as the mavui, but it's a kafir yosef b'sayim, so then I don't asa, because then I'm a salik myself. By Yisrael, punk fakert. Beis asayim doesn't asa, why? Because beis asayim is nichali. I don't have major tashmishim. I remove myself from the b'nei mavui, even though I forgot to be part of the Erev, and I don't exist. I'm a salik myself. Why? Because I don't have major masoyis on Shabbos. Mashenki yosef b'sayim, which turns into a karmelish luk of ledira, that yinala b'mishtamash on Shabbos, so then takai asa, because then I go back through the mavui. We'll stop over here. Boim Negov.